little things before I read the word, but I want to tell you something. I know you, some of you've been so faithful to go see Mom, but and you've been able to watch, and she's doing a lot better. The new medicine they put her on is just causing her to be so less anxious, and she's so much a happier person. But I got to tell you what she said this morning, and it just, I laughed and laughed, and she laughed. But I went up there because it was Easter. Usually on Sunday mornings, I don't make it up there. But I thought, you know, it's Easter. I got to go see my mama. And I took two little roses off my bush and went up there. And she was in the dining room eating her cereal. And I had little donuts for her and ended up sharing them with everybody that was there. And I walk in. I always say, you know who this is? And she'll say, Maxine. I go, no, I'm your daughter. Yeah, she said, the youngest. I said, yeah, Laverne. And then she said the funniest thing, and if you've got to understand what my mom's been through. She said, well, you know, I fell, and I haven't had any sense since. I mean, and you got everybody that knows my mom, and you've been to see her and have seen where she is, and I thought, I have got to share that with the people that love my mom. But it was just so fun. And then she just laughed. And it was good. It was good. Kenzie, I need you to give me just a note F for just a minute. F. I tell you what, there's somebody in this church that we really appreciate. It's just recently been through a situation. And I just want you all to let Ronnie Burton know how much we appreciate all he contributes, all he does for this church and the music and everything. And it's his birthday. And we're going to sing happy birthday to Ronnie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Aren't you glad to have Ronnie back? Amen. Amen. One other little item I'd like to say is sometime this week, if you've got some extra time, I'm going to have a list of things that need to be done to get our church a little bit cleaned up a little bit for the conference this weekend. So I'll try to get the list up as soon as I can. And but if you've got some time available this week, there's just regular stuff that needs to be done. So now let's stand for the reading of the word on this Resurrection Sunday. You know, I know we don't do that song anymore, but we use that. We are celebrating Resurrection Day. Jesus Christ is risen. He's no longer in the grave. Remember that one? Death gave way to victory as the stone was rolled away. We are celebrating Resurrection Day. Amen? All right. Well, I want to share a scripture this morning out of Revelations, and then we're going to be ready to start our first song, okay? But I'm reading out of Revelations 1, and these are the words of John. And he says this, I was in the Spirit, wrapped in His power on the Lord's day. Oh, do you want to get that way today? Listen to that. I was in the Spirit, wrapped in His power on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice like the calling of a war trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Write promptly what you see, your vision, in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, the Ephesus and to Smyrna, and to Pergamon, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see whose was the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a robe which reached to his feet, and with a girdle of gold about his breast. His head and his hair were white, like white wool, as white as snow. And his eyes flashed like a flame of fire. And his feet glowed like burnished bright bronze, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth there came forth a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full power at midday. When I saw him, church, when you really see him, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as if dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the ever-living one. I am living in the eternity of the eternities. I died, but see, I am alive forevermore, and I possess the keys of death and Hades, the realm of the death. He said, I am alive forevermore. Amen? Let's praise him.
Celebrate. He's alive.
Let the children sing
the song of liberation.
The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open.
Come and see. He's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Say he's
alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Let my heart sing out.
Let my heart sing out for Christ the one and only. So powerful and holy, rescued me.
Death won't hurt me now.
Death won't hurt me
now.
Because he has redeemed
me.
No grave can ever keep me
from my King.
I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb.
Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen. Yes, I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the
mighty
King.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the
mighty
King.
Say you're worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise.
He's worthy.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King.
Worthy.
Worthy.
Oh, Jesus is worthy.
Let the people sing. Worthy is
somebody to praise. Oh, Jesus is worthy.
Worthy is
He's worthy. He's worthy.
Yeah.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave.
Again, I think we just got woke up this morning. Start that one again, brother. Come on.
Celebrate.
Yeah, do some celebrating in the house.
He's
morning.
Alive.
Let the children sing a song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and see.
He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah.
Alive.
Praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive forever. Amen.
Oh, let my heart sing out.
Let my heart sing out for Christ the one and only. So powerful and holy.
Yes.
Rescue me.
Just won't hurt me now.
It won't hurt me now.
Because
he has
redeemed me. No grave will ever keep me.
It's just so awesome to know that, you know, that the angel declared, said, he is not here. Why? For he is risen. Amen. And he lives forever. Ever. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together.
You are awesome. You are God. You are an awesome God. You are awesome. You are God. You are an awesome God. I have come to seek you, Jesus. You are all I'm living for today, Master, Savior. I have come to see your face, humble myself and pray, or I'm gonna shout it.
sure. I just want the world to know everywhere I go. Oh, I want the world to know. You are an awesome God.
Oh, you are an awesome God.
Come on. You are an awesome God. Our Father,
come on,
in heaven.
From the grave and ascended unto the Father and sits at the right hand now making intercession for who? Us. Now for who?
Us.
All right. Amen. All right.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you,
our God.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
Sing this unto the Lord. Come on.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our
Amen. Come on, praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a healer in the house today. Amen. I don't care what you've got to be healed of. Your finances might need healing. Your body may need it. Your mind. A relationship. But I tell you, there's a healer in the house. You know what you need to do where you are is just say, you know, I believe, Lord. I believe, I receive. You're the healer, and you're in the house. And my faith is going to be renewed today. Amen? Song on Revelations. You know, Revelations, words, it means to be revealed to you. You know, and the thing that went through my mind just now and I want to share is that, you know, Paul had an awesome testimony. And he was taken to trial, and when he was standing before one of the kings there. Can't think of the guy's name right now, but he shared his testimony. He shared the Damascus Road experience. He shared about being blind, and he shared about how he had persecuted Christians and how Jesus had opened his eyes and opened his heart, and now he was a believer in Jesus. And you know, and the guy looked at him and said, "You know what, Paul? Almost persuadest thou me." Now I feel in my heart this morning, there's some people here that are just kind of on the border. You believe that there is a God, but the revelation has not come to you that He wants to be your God. You've not accepted Him yet. And you know, this next song about revelations, "Worthy is the Lamb," it has to be revealed to us on the inside. And He's ready to show that to you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because He gave His only begotten Son to show that to you.
Amen.
This morning. To be revealed, to show you revelations. "Worthy is the Lamb." He's my Lamb. I believe. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know. It doesn't do me any good if you know, Libby, or you, Alan. It's good that you know. But I have to know that my Redeemer lives. And that worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy because He became the Lamb. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But at the very end, when He stood up, guess what He was recognized as? The Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. He took mine away. And I pray that revelation, that you'll receive that this morning.